Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of August 2017. Supreme Court has set aside Gujarat High Court order asking the state government to rebuild and repair mosques and shrines damaged during the statewide communal carnage in 2002. A special CBI court has sentenced Dera Sachar Sauda chief Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Insan to 20 years in prison in two rape cases. The controversial guru was found guilty of rape charges by the court on Friday and has been lodged up in Rohtak jail since. Supreme Court has said that it was not inclined to change the method for the upcoming auction of media rights for Indian Premier League, IPL. Supreme Court has refused to stop the auction for sale of iron and manganese ore in Karnataka. Supreme Court has allowed private medical colleges in Kerala to charge 11 lakh rupees as annual fee for medical education, dismissing state government's move to stipulate an unified annual fee of 5 lakh rupees. Supreme Court has questioned Gujarat government over the slow pace of trial in rape case involving self-styled Goodman Asaram Bapu. Supreme Court to set up a medical board to examine a woman over a plea seeking permission to terminate her pregnancy on the ground that the 24-week-old fetus was without a skull. Supreme Court has directed Chandigarh administration to pay a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to a 10-year-old rape victim who recently delivered a baby girl after her plea to abort the unwanted pregnancy was turned down. Delhi High Court has quashed Centre's office memorandum dated the 13th of August, 1997, by which it had extended reservation in promotion to SC and ST staff beyond 5 years stipulated by Supreme Court in the year 1992. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal against the decision of a single judge bench to expedite hearing of a civil defamation suit filed by Union Finance Minister Arun Jaitley against him and five other AAP leaders. Delhi High Court has said that AIIMS is not a place for a stroll but an institution for imparting education and medical treatment. Central government recently extended the due date for filing GSTR6 till September. As per the new notification, input service distributor can file return for the month of July till the 8th of September. The return for the month of August can be filed till the 23rd of September. GST Intelligence Arm, Directorate General of Goods and Service Tax Intelligence, has been named the regulator for dealing with money laundering cases in the gems and jewellery sector. Central government has clarified that non-monetary fringe benefits received by an employee from his employer is subject to tax under the new indirect tax regime.